Hello, welcome to our Unity 101 videos. I'm Abdullah. In our last video, we talked about one of the most exciting subjects in game development, which is taking player input. In this video, we're going to talk about another exciting topic in game development, which is physics and collisions. So let's get started.
The first thing to know about physics within Unity is that you don't really need to use physics. You can just control everything using logic with C#. But if you want to add a layer of realism to your game or unpredictability, then physics are the way to go. To use physics within Unity, you need two things. You need a rigid body component added to your object, and you need a collider to match it. When we created that cube previously, you'll notice that there's already a box collider applied to the game object. This component will be responsible to sending messages to your script. Like on collision enter, for example. If you click on the edit collider button, you can actually control how big that collider is relative to the game object. But for the game object to have physical properties, we need the rigid body component. So let's press add component, search for rigid body, and add rigid body. And that will give us so many options, like specifying the mass, the drag, the angular drag, does it react to gravity? After adding the rigid body component and pressing play, you'll notice that the game object will just fall because the use gravity boolean is set to true in the rigid body component. So let's add another game object so that the cube can interact with. Let's create a 3D object and let's choose plane and just move it down a little bit. What I want to show here is how a collider can interact with another collider. As we can see here that the plane already has a collider component inside of it. We don't need a rigid body component in the plane because we're not really moving the plane. If you press play, we can see that the plane stops the cube from falling any further. And if we press W, we can see that the cube is spinning, following the script that we created in our last video. So how about we create a script that bounces the cube whenever it touches the plane? Let's go to add component, type bouncing, and create a new script. And now let's edit it in Visual Studio. You can right-click anywhere, choose implement Unity messages, and search here for onCollision enter. This Unity message or method is triggered once if a collider intersects with another. Now let's print something very simple to the debug console just to make sure that the collision is actually happening. I'm going to print landed on plane. If you go back to the editor and press play, you'll see the message is being printed in the console. So now I want to set it up so that the cube will bounce up whenever it collides with the plane. To start with that, let's create a public rigid body called RB. This will represent the rigid body that's attached to the same game object. I'll also need a vector 3 representing the force that I'm going to apply to the cube. In onCollision enter, I'm going to write rb dot add force. This is a method that will take a vector 3 and apply that vector as a force to the game object with the rigid body. Now let's go back to the editor and press play. Oh, we can see an error down there. It seems like we probably need to assign the rb variable in the bouncing script. So let's do that. Since we set RB as a public variable, we can set the value of it from the inspector. So let's drag cube into that. The editor is going to look for a rigid body within that game object that we just dragged in and assign RB to that rigid body. And now let's assign the force we want to apply. Since we want it to jump up, let's assign it to the y-axis. So let's change it to something like 500. And let's press play. Oh, the cube is bouncing all right. but it's flipping all over the place because the physics engine is not really that predictable. So how can we constrain the movement of a rigid body? Obviously from the constrained booleans within the actual component. So let's freeze the position of the x and y axis, as well as freeze the rotation around the x, y, and z axes, and press play again. Oh, now this is a much more predictable behavior, just bouncing up and down. Perfect.
So what if I wanted the cube to only bounce when hitting a certain object and not others? In this case, we want to use something called tags. So let's click on plane. In the inspector, let's choose tags from the top, the drop-down menu right there, and choose add tags. Press the plus sign, and let's write floor and save. Now let's go back to the hierarchy and choose the plane. And now in the drop-down menu, we can see the tag floor. Let's choose that. Now plane has a tag of floor. Now let's go back to Visual Studio and on collision enter, let's write if collision.gameObject, referencing to the object that we're colliding with, dot tag equals equal floor. That means that the add force function that we have here is not going to be executed unless we interact with the floor. Now back to Unity, let's duplicate the plane here. Let's move it around just a little bit to the right. Let us zoom out a little bit to the top. Great. Let's just position the camera a little bit better. Now let's untag that new floor that we created so that it wouldn't bounce if the cube interacted with it, and press play. Whoa, look at that. Oh, wow. That was a perfect landing. So did you have fun playing with physics? I always have a blast playing with it. Just changing parameters, playing around, and just seeing unpredictable behavior that sometimes can turn into really interesting playing mechanics. So yeah, just play around with it. In our next video, we're going to talk about how to solve problems in your code if they happened. How do you figure out which line of code is actually the problem? We're going to talk about debugging. So I hope to see you there.